All right, indie comic book fans, it's time for Grimm's Comics Corner, and we are back with Lady Death vs. Vampirella 2. March 2000. Lady Death vs. Vampirella 2, Uncommon Ground. Story so far, the first confrontation between Lady Death, living avatar of the Grim Reaper, and Vampirella of Draculon, daughter of Lilith, mother of all vampires, held both their lives in the balance. On the outcome of this second battle hangs the fate of the world. Written by Len Kaminsky, illustrated by Mike Diodato Jr., inked by Alp Altiner. I'm not really sure of that name. Colored by Jason Jensen with John Merrifield. Cover by Mike Diodato Jr. Jason Jensen also. Premium cover by Derek Gross. Edited by Brian Polito and Mike Francis. And graphic design by Jay Ambrust. Okay. Hell. You realize that if we don't find a way to trust each other, we're both dead, and all life on Earth will be doomed. Not as amazing as what we saw in the last comic, but we'll do with it. But then again, you wouldn't like that, would you? Megadeth, the extinction of the human race, is your goal, isn't it? Isn't that why they call you Lady Death? She lies! Hi, 'tis true. Due to Lucifer's curse, it is the only way I can be freed from the Inferno to return to the world of my birth. Ignore the vampire, bitch! If the powers that have manipulated us succeed, Earth will be transformed into a place you won't want to go back to. Can't you see? We have to... Silence! I have dwelt in the pit long enough to know better than to listen to the lying spawn of an archdemon such as your mother, Lilith. We may have formed a truce of sorts when last we fought, but that time is over. Ugh! The vision, it's happening again. New York City, a mystic vortex has been unleashed on Earth, growing more powerful by the moment. And we are somehow responsible. The longer this battle continues, the greater it rages. Soon it will consume all, if we don't do something about it. Cricketh Doom! I have to stop this war, no matter what it takes. This has to end. One way or another. Yes, little vampire, slay Lady Death. Better yet, slay each other. Release the full karmic power bound within each of you. Glut my hellstorm with your Glut my hellstorm with your energies. Seance? Excellent. Oh, we'll try that one again. All proceeds according to plan. Excellent. And perhaps if your misguided plans for Megadeth die with you, so much the better. Ha! At least I do not kill my own kind as you do. Ugh! Yeah. Gao Fu, hot sweaty babes in action. Now that's entertainment. Of course, I'm still not clear on how it helps us conquer the world, but it sure is fun to watch. As ever, Pagan, you try my patience. Of course, that is to be expected. It is what I created you for. I will not test you but once more. Ask again and you will spend the next several centuries in the embrace of a Gehenan bloodworm. When I first maneuvered Lady Death into combat with Vampirella through the minor pawn called Scorn, it was primarily for my own amusement. It did not occur to me that, as incarnations of destiny, the clash between the two would perturb the cosmic balance, generating a massive amount of raw power. But after I devoured the gem that was once the demon Scorn, I discovered the extent of my oversight. Naturally, having tasted a fraction of such might, I now crave it all. Once the vortex matures, it will possess the ability to reshape reality according to my own, our Lord's whim. He will be able to remake the Earth according to his own design. All that was necessary was to manipulate the two into a second confrontation. That, of course, was simplicity itself. One day, Lady Death discovers a mysterious new addition to the Endless Graveyard. This crypt, it is not of my creation. I do not allow such tampering with my domain. Whatever manner of creature lies within, I shall... By the Abyss! My home village in Norway. But how is this possible? Can Lucifer's curse have been lifted, or is some other force at work? Meanwhile, Vampirella follows a human she just rescued from a pack of vampires to an identical gateway in New York City. Wait, you haven't explained. There's no time. Besides, when we get there, you'll see for yourself. Get where? It can't be. Draculon. Under attack by an army of the living dead. It is her doing. Lady Death, not satisfied with her own territory, she now seeks to conquer this realm as well. Only you can stop her, for the sake of Dracula and Vampirella. Slay Lady Death. Ike! What? The village under siege, by Purgatory and her vampire hordes. Vampirella, slay Lady Death. Back off, pale face. Don't make me get... Oh, there's a little bit more. She says, whatever it takes. Back off, pale face. Don't make me get nasty. You dare threaten me? Lesser creatures amuse me so. All one need do is press the right emotional buttons and they lose their ability to reason. Die, you wish. You're... Bitch. Goes boom. I was a fool to think we could ever be friends. Aye, and more the fool to challenge me. My power far surpasses yours. What, like you think you're the first? I've taken on things even worse than you. Yeah, and guess what? Thud, I'm still around and they're not. The vortex is opened. We may begin tapping its power once it's fully formed. Quickly, seance! Lady Death and Vampirella's karmic emanations have begun to destabilize the deception well I led them into. An alien realm? What madness! A medieval village? You think illusions will distract me? Think again! Whack! Gah! I have not caused this strangeness. More likely it is the work of your repugnant mistress. Mistress? I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Ha! Deny it if you wish, but I saw... We both felt that. Something isn't right here. True enough, but it will soon be put right. Thrack! No! Starting with your death wish. Don't you get it? We've been tricked this fight. Be silent and die. Can't you feel it? We're being drained and something terrible is happening on Earth because of us. You realize that if we don't find a way to trust each other, we're both dead. And all life on Earth will be doomed. Stop acting like a berserker and think. Use your mystic senses and see for yourself. By all that's unholy, I see it. In this place, I recognize it now. A deception well among Hell's vilest regions, where lies reign over all. This can only be Lucifer's doing. Finally, maybe you'll believe me. Why should I? For all I know, you are part of his trickery. Look, I trusted you last time when I rescued the bust of your mother. Now it's your turn. Trust is something I have little experience with. Life has taught me far more of deceit and betrayal. Yeah, I know the feeling. Seems we have some common ground after all. Maybe enough to stand on together? Perhaps you are right. In this of all places, trust may be our only weapon, as difficult as that may be. Enough, it is time for us to act. Let what has been done be revealed. A karmic vortex formed by the theft of our energies. Earth is indeed in grave danger. How do we stop it? We cannot. It must be attacked where it manifests. You have not the power to survive its destruction. And I am barred from Earth by Lucifer's curse. There may be a solution, but it could cost both our lives. Well, where do we start? You must taste of my blood to create a mystic bond between us so that I can channel my power through you. Take but a tiny portion and no more, lest it kill you. Trust me, this won't hurt. She goes, Take my blade, darkness. You will need it once you reach Earth. Quickly, fly through the dimensional portal. Now, strike at the very heart of the maelstrom. It is done. Later. So, you too were thrust into a strange, hostile world in which you had to kill to survive. And like you, I know what it's like to be hunted, hated, cursed, and alone. The paths we walk are thorny, through no fault of our own, and yet we endure. We persevere. We triumph. We do. 'Tis time you return to Earth. We both have other matters of our own to attend to. You were right when last we parted. We are kindred. You know, I kind of like the sound of that.
Ah! This is your fault, Seance. Had you not insisted on controlling the vortex alone, we would have succeeded.
I beg to differ. It was the failure of your deception. Well, which... Ah!
You think I didn't guess your plan to seize the power for yourself? Bah! I can trust none of you further than I can spit a dead rat. Rat poof!
Yep, that's the problem around here, all right. Okay. All right, so that's it, guys. That's the end of Lady Death versus Vampirella. They weren't amazing by any means, but it was cool to see them kind of fight each other a little bit. Scrap, you know? I mean, they're all right. They're not like, I mean, they didn't set it up or anything as this amazing battle. It was just very on-the-spot kind of thing. It doesn't seem like it was a just monumental, you know, Spawn versus Superman kind of deal, which I still don't think they've done. Probably never will. But, alright, guys, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grimm's Comics Corner, and we'll see you next time for more great comics coming up. I think I'm going to do... Looks like it might be time to bring us back into the world of the Invisibles, and you know what that means. We also get a dose of Fathom. Stay tuned, guys. More is coming.